This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll lead with a paradox from the business of healthcare. Data published today that some of the most profitable hospitals are nonprofits. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports the analysis in the journal Health Affairs raises questions about those institutions' tax status.
Seven of the top 10 most profitable hospitals in 2013 were nonprofits. One in Wisconsin with more than $300 million. Johns Hopkins economist Gerard Anderson says these hospitals tend to spend their money in several ways.
The most common thing they do is buy more hospitals. They also might use it for buildings or new equipment. And finally, some of them just accumulate it and have very large endowments.
Anderson says when it comes to coveted tax-exempt nonprofit status, the question is, should hospitals be allowed to amass that kind of money? The American Hospital Association's legal counsel, Melinda Hatton, says there's no link between profitability and tax status.
The initial test for tax-exempt status really is about access. And really, the doors need to be open to everybody in the community to make sure that they are provided with the care that they need.
Hatton says the nonprofits are investing in their institutions, totally in line with their responsibilities. Critics worry those investments end up shutting some patients out. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.